Blog Talk Radio.
Well, folks, this week and next week, Freedom Hour recording of Freedom Law School will not be seen on YouTube. It will be only on the other platforms that we're on. Rumble and Facebook are the only ones that are live broadcast. And we have our channel also on Odyssey and BitChute as well at the time. These all alternative platforms, although Facebook is probably going to, you know, strike us pretty soon too. We had two strikes right now with YouTube, the third one, and our channel is completely closed. So we're encouraging all of you to look for us on Rumble and later on also BitChute and Odyssey, these other alternative media platforms to find us. So we try to protect ourselves from being cut out. The live recordings right now is the only thing that we're going to do on non-YouTube. We're going to do it on other platforms. Once we edit it, we can make sure there's nothing they could possibly think that is heresy, right? We heretics, right? Censored, right? And then we can, you know, upload that ourselves. That's fine. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Now, the topic, yes. Oh, I'm going to put the microphone on. Okay. I guess all that was for naught.
No, I thought we were just talking for a while. Live audience.
Okay. Are we start again, all over again?
Yeah.
Okay. Start all over. Starting new again or continue? Okay, folks. Tonight the topic I'm going to be covering is why defund the federal government. Okay. In fact, we're going to add on here the website defundfedgov.org. So, guys, remember, we got to put this on the bottom of this video, as well as livefreenow.org. I want to know, I want to put it on there. The defundfedgov.org is another website that Freedom Law School has obtained. Defunding the federal government is the project of Freedom Law School. Okay.
Well, why don't I give you a countdown?
When do we start, folks? Uh-huh. No problem. Okay. Then we start, folks, on the count again. Hello, my friends. This is Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. And tonight's presentation will not be broadcast on YouTube live. In fact, we will not do any more live presentation on YouTube because our channel is close to be closed up. We have two strikes for whatever stuff that we shouldn't say. Who knows? It's a phony thing they do. And after one more strike, third strike, our channel is closed altogether on YouTube. All the videos will not be there. So for that reason, we're not broadcasting any live events on YouTube. Only the edited ones will be on YouTube. So for the live broadcast, you want to get on Facebook or Rumble right now, and we will add other channels. Like Odyssey and BitChute, these other alternative censor-free ones, except Facebook, which is also censored. so that, you know, you can hear what you want to hear, and I can say what I want to say without worrying about being muzzled completely. Okay? So, for your information, folks, at the Red Pill Expo that you see on my screen now, which just happened in Indianapolis, Indiana, July 9th and 10th, I spoke there, folks. And at the Red Pill Expo, there was a lot of great speakers that you want to know and hear from. So these are the people that you see. They were just great speakers. I'm glad I was there. I did not get to watch many of them. I was so busy talking to many of you who needed my time. So you can still get the recording of the event, redpillexpo.org. Well worth the small dollars to get the recording of the videos of the Red Pill Expo, which is going to be happening again, looks like, in Utah at this time, looks like sometime in November 2022. So with that, folks, you all should know that for the live events, you don't want to be on YouTube. Tell your friends about us that our recordings that are edited will be on YouTube, but not the live recording. Okay, and tonight I'll be speaking about why we should defund the federal government, why it's out of control, and why we have every right, the American people, to defund the federal government, which has become the outright open enemy of the American people. So, the question and answer sessions, of course, will still be on there. This is one part of many parts on the reasons why we need to defund the federal government. Okay, of course, part today is about U.S. government, how they commit crimes, and then they blame you for it. They actually deliberately incite, they commit the crime and incite it themselves. And then they blame you for something they did, something that they, the government, started again. So I'm going to cover that topic. Next week is going to be a similar type topic. These are going to be videos on top of the Defund FedGov page. Because we're making a record, folks. We're making a record of the federal government's criminality. This citizen rulebook contains the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And if you read the Declaration of Independence, most of it is a series of complaints about the behavior of the King of England. All the wrong things that the King of England did that took from him of the people. Because a servant ruler is supposed to be serving the people. So we're doing the same thing as the founding fathers did. Making a list of all these things. Why we have every right to withhold support, our financial support. We have a right to withhold it. Not to mention, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file, pay any income or pay all taxes. Anyways, and but by the way, gambling taxes, estate taxes, and gun manufacturing taxes, I found so far, they all fall in the same category. And corporate taxes, you don't have to file and pay income tax categories either. I've covered some of those previously. I will cover them in more detail in the upcoming months. So with that, let's see. Let's get ready. Start the presentation momentarily. Let's see. All right, good. I'm going back just a little bit. Good to go. Let's do it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Motahede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. I'll be talking to you about why we as Americans have every right and duty to defund the federal government. In this presentation, I will cover how the United States government incites, initiates, commits crimes, sets it up in a way to have you, an average, wonderful, patriotic American, to be blamed for it, put you in prison, in solitary confinement, and torture. This is not a behavior of a government by the people, of the people, and for the people. So folks, let's go to my screen, and I'm going to show you about this man named Ray Epps. You got to watch this. If you've not heard about Ray Epps, you'll see about it now. And let me tell you who Ray Epps is. This man, okay, was a January 6, 2022. He openly, you'll see, advocated for people who were demonstrating about the election fraud to go into the U.S. Capitol. Many times he did that. He was on FBI's most wanted list for a short time, and then they took him out with no explanation, right? And he's still out there free. The FBI doesn't want to prosecute him. The U.S. Department of Injustice has not indicted him. They have his face. They know exactly what he looks like, who he is. Why? How come all these other people are in prison for supposed insurrection, which was not? They were just demonstrating. But this guy was inciting it all. He's free. I'm going to show you now the videos to prove this claim. This is your government with your money, your effort, your labor, setting you up to go to prison. So check this out. Okay, see what he says in this short video.
I better put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for it. Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
No!
You hear that? Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Right? Wow. The FBI knows him saying that. How come they haven't arrested this man? Right? Now, look what happens when people hear him say that. This is the response of the people around him. You see, some smart people, the guy with the beard, realized this guy must be a federal undercover guy trying to incite us to do this to get in trouble. They start shouting, "Fed agent of the federal government." That's what Fed means, right? So then he says, "Oh, peacefully." That's one occasion. There's more occasions. Okay, here we go.
I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested. We need to go, I'll say it. We need to go in to the Capitol.
Let's go! Okay, folks, grab the word. As soon as the president starts speaking, we go to the Capitol. The Capitol's this direction. Start speaking.
You heard that? He says, as soon as Trump stops speaking, we're going to go into the Capitol. Spread the word. Yeah, because that was the plan. The whole thing was the FBI, a problem of injustice, set up the American people to break our movement, to break the American people, right? He's openly saying all this without worrying about anything.
We are going to the Capitol, where our problems are. It's that direction.
We are going into the Capitol where our problems are. It's that direction, right? Wow. He's not in jail? How come?
He spread the word.
No. Where we go in.
Are we
going
to get arrested?
We
don't need
to get shot.
Did you arrest us all? No.
Folks, look at this. That guy, he just spoke in his ear. Among others, the defense the Capitol is behind them, assisting them. Okay? Ray Epps. He's not arrested. Now, he was asked about it by FBI, by Senator Cruz of Texas, from FBI higher-ups under oath. This higher-up FBI agent was supposed to answer a lot of questions, whatever senators asked him, right? Look at this, you know, what happens here. We're basically, I'm going to tell you what happens. This, well, just watch it. You're going to love this, okay?
I want to turn to the FBI. How many FBI agents or confidential informants actively participated in the events of January 6th?
Sir, I'm sure you can appreciate that I can't go into the specifics of sources and methods.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants actively participate in the events of January 6th? Yes or no?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Did any FBI agents or confidential informants commit crimes of violence on January 6th?
I can't answer that, sir.
Why can't she answer any agents of FBI of an act of violence? The answer should be simply, well, of course not. We are the good guys. We are the ones protecting people from violence. That would be wrong for us to commit violence ourselves. Of course, we didn't do that, Mr. Senator. Right? So, when she says, Senator, I cannot answer that question, it's an admission. Yes, we did. Now, because I do not want to embarrass the United States government that it has become now an enemy of the American people, that we actually did do it, I cannot say that and expose the criminals that are working with me in the FBI. The other reason why I cannot answer is because if I say no, if I lie under oath, I can go to prison. I don't want to lie. Lying to Congress under oath is a jailable offense. So instead of lying, instead of exposing the FBI, being the crooks and criminals, it says I can't answer that question. Now, you see that again, happening again in the video a little bit more. Here we go.
Did any FBI agents or FBI informants actively encourage and incite crimes of violence on January 6th?
Sir, I can't answer that.
Ms. Sadburn, who is Ray Epps?
I'm aware of the individual, sir. I don't have the specific background to him.
Well, there are a lot of people who are understandably very concerned about Mr. Epps.
So she knows who Ray Epps is, right? Let's see her responses when she's asked about Ray Epps.
About Mr. Epps. On the night of January 5th, 2021, Epps wandered around the crowd that had gathered, and there's video out there of him chanting, "Tomorrow, we need to get into the Capitol, into the Capitol." This was strange behavior, so strange that the crowd began chanting, "Fed, Fed, 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 Fed." Ms. Sadburn, was Ray Epps a Fed?
Sir, I cannot answer that question.
The next day, on January 6th, Mr. Epps is seen whispering to a person, and 5 seconds later, 5 seconds after he's whispering to a person, that same person begins to forcibly tear down the barricades. Did Mr. Epps urge them to tear down the barricades?
Similar to the other answers, I cannot answer that.
Again, did Ray Epps tell this guy to force his way to the Capitol? I can't answer the question because, yes, of course, he was our guy. We had Ray Epps in there to incite acts of violence, set up these American people for crimes, that they were just patsies. They were just used to become victims, right? Here's more.
Shortly thereafter, the FBI put out a public post seeking information on individuals connected with violent crimes on January 6th. Among those individuals in the bottom.
Here, do you see a picture of the bottom left? That's Ray Epps, okay? This is from the FBI's poster, okay? The people that are looking to get for January 6th, the bottom left picture, is you see Ray Epps talking to that other young man in red hat that you saw earlier.
There is Mr. Epps. The FBI publicly asked for information identifying, offering cash rewards leading to information, leading to the arrest. This was posted, and then sometime later, magically, Mr. Epps disappeared from the public posting. According to public records, Mr. Epps has not been charged with anything. No one's explained why a person videoed urging people to go to the Capitol, a person whose conduct was so suspect the crowd believed he was a Fed, would magically disappear from the list of people the FBI was looking at. Ms. Sanborn, a lot of Americans are concerned that the federal government deliberately encouraged illegal and violent conduct on January 6th. My question to you, and this is not an ordinary law enforcement question, this is a question of public accountability. Did federal agents or those in service of federal agent actively encourage violent and criminal conduct on January 6th?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Thank you.
Not to her knowledge, Ms. B, not to my personal knowledge. She wasn't there. She didn't see it herself with her own eyes. You notice that technical answer she gave? Not to my personal knowledge, what I've seen. But I've heard it from other people. I know it's true. That's how bad it is, folks. Let's go a little bit more now. Let's look at what happens here now, okay, where the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, is being asked by the number one libertarian, freedom lover, honest man in Congress, Thomas Massie of Kentucky, the man who hope one day will become president, that Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, should have been, okay? He's asking Mayor Garland, and he also refuses to answer questions about Ray Epps. Here we go. Here the views start a little slow, folks.
There's a concern that there were agents of the government or assets of the government present on January 5th and January 6th during the protests. And I've got some pictures that I want to show you, if the my staff could bring those to you.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
See, with the viewers I showed you, he's showing it right now to the Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, whose job is to enforce the law, enforce the criminal laws of the United States government against anybody who commits violence, you know, in anything that within jurisdiction, power, or the federal government. Of course, the committee is not giving him support to show this video on a big screen, so he's forced to show it on his own little iPad. Okay, so you've seen this, okay? Here we go.
I'm afraid I can't see that at all.
All right. As long as you see, I cannot see that. Okay, here we go. The same stuff you've seen is being shown to him. Right? I'm afforded just a little bit more, folks. Okay, here we go. Now, he's showing more videos, okay, of Ray Epps inciting all this. Here we go. Okay, now, of course, this is Ray Epps, of course, you've seen before.
Guys,
that's his video.
I'm going to probably go to jail for it,
but he knows it's not because he's a federal agent.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What? Okay, so, you're going to go for it.
I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested.
Well, let's not say it.
We need to go. I'll say it. All right. We need to go in.
Yeah. He says he'll be arrested because he knows he will not be arrested, folks. Right?
To the Capitol.
Monument Hill. We are going to the Capitol where our problems are. It's that direction.
No. When we go in.
Are we going to get arrested if we go up there?
You don't need to get shot.
You arrest us all?
When we go in, leave this here. He had plans to go in. He knew they were going to go in. It was a conspiracy to him and the other guys to go in. That's conspiracy to commit a fraud. It could be a crime, I should say. Yet the FBI has never arrested. Department of Justice has never charged him with any crime. I report this because you guys see this stuff, right?
You have those images there, and they're captioned.
Here's Mayor Garland.
January 5th and January 6th. As far as we can determine, the individual who was saying he'll probably go to jail, he'll probably be arrested, but he wants they need to go into the Capitol the next day, is then the next day directing people to the Capitol. And as far as we can find, this individual has not been charged with anything. You said this is one of the most sweeping investigations in history. Have you seen that video or those frames from that video?
Now, so notice, by the way, are the voice of Mayor Garland.
One of the norms of the...
Folks, notice how the voice of him is crackly and shaky. That he knows he's lying, folks. This is the voice of a liar. Because you got your body and your conscience knows the truth. Okay? And when you're lying, when you know you're lying, your conscience, it recognizes inconsistency. So he's nervous inside. And you see it in his... You know, it is the way he behaves. Okay, here we go.
At the outset, one of the norms of the Justice Department is to not comment on impending investigations, and particularly not to comment about particular scenes or particular individuals. This
okay, without, I was hoping today to give you an opportunity to put to rest the concerns that people have that there were federal agents or assets of the federal government present on January 5th and January 6th. Can you tell us, without talking about particular incidents or particular videos, how many agents or assets of the federal government were present on January 6th, whether they agitated to go into the Capitol, and if any of them did?
Folks, the answer should be very simple. Nope. No agents of government were involved in it. We're investigating all the crimes. Sure we are. We're investigating crimes. That's our job. First, what? We, the government itself? FBI being out there trying to incite crimes, being taking part in crimes, encouraging crimes. No, of course we don't do that. But we'll investigate, find the bad guys. That's what he should say. But he uses the excuse, well, I cannot talk about any pending investigations. Investigations of who? Self? Merrick Garland, you're the head criminal at the Department of Injustice, Merrick Garland. Head of FBI, your assistant, a partner in crime, you're going to investigate yourself. You know, there's nothing to investigate except yourself, the criminals, right? That's what's going on here, folks. Now, see, he does the same evasive answers again.
So I'm not going to violate this norm of the rule of law. I'm not going to comment on an investigation that's ongoing.
Yeah. But then, for you saw that. Now, here what you're going to see now. Even Tucker Carlson talked about this DOJ operative caught on video instigating January 6th protesters to enter the Capitol building. But guess what? This particular video of Tucker Carlson, which was originally on YouTube, is no longer on YouTube. You can find us only on BitChute, Rumble, and other alternative platforms. Yes. So here.
Hey, a lot of people who are in the crowd urging others to break into the Capitol on January 6th have never been indicted. Could they have been working, in fact, for the DOJ? Well, we were attacked for saying that. Turns out they were. In a new report from Revolver News, which is almost unbelievable, brings forth even more evidence that the Department of Justice was absolutely involved in the events of that day. The editor of Revolver News joins us next.
Now, folks, to keep this video short, I'm not going to play that. You can do it yourself. Go to Rumble and put the name of the video and watch it for yourself. But there's no question, folks, that the U.S. government is not the U.S. government that the Founding Fathers found, is it? A bunch of criminals and crooks now. Your enemies sworn to destroy you. Now, what I want to show you after that is there's another video that came out very recently, The Truth About January 6th, okay? And this was published on June 11, 2022. Pretty new. Right now it's July 14, 2022. Just a month ago. I've seen parts of this. I just saw it today. This gives you a lot of good information about what really happened. So I incorporate by reference this video in this video. You should go and watch this video to really know what happened on January 6th that could not be on YouTube and all these censored platforms, okay? Folks, the bottom line is this. As a result of all this, you know, this article, I think, says it all very nicely as far as what's going on with the federal government. This guy says, Donald Witkins, May 10, 2020, okay? Time to prosecute rogue prosecutors and FBI agents. Of course he's right. That's exactly, it's overtime to prosecute rogue prosecutors and FBI agents because the whole system is corrupt. Of course, Donald Watkins did a nice job. He wrote this in May 2020, okay? He talks about, you know, FBI Director Comey, Deputy FBI Director McCabe, Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Robert Mueller, special counsel, and whole, in this article, folks, you ought to read it for yourself. And I want to incorporate this by reference also in this presentation, folks. You ought to read it for yourself. Everything he says, as that is not factually backed up, it's coming to be shown. You see it on Fox News, okay? On Sean Hannity covered this on Fox News back then, a lot of this stuff, you know, and guess what? It tells you a past presidents have failed to stop rogue prosecutors and FBI agents. That's right. Okay? Guess what, folks? President John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated, never trusted FBI. Okay? And guess what? He appointed his brother Bobby Kennedy as Attorney General to keep a watchful eye on these rogues, okay, while he and his brother engaged in sexual escapades in and outside the White House. Which is true, okay? But guess what, folks? Kennedys both got assassinated, didn't they? And FBI was part of the cover-up of the assassination, inside murder of John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy as well, right? Folks, so read this article, folks, for yourself, and it tells you that the federal judges are afraid of these rogues because guess what? These guys... Then the Department of Injustice lawyers know the dark, seedy side of the federal judges and U.S. magistrates. They know who's an alcoholic, who's popping prescription pills while conducting trials, who's sleeping with courtroom deputies, law clerks, and court reporters, and who has personal financial problems. And they often use this embarrassing personal information to intimidate and control judges and magistrates. That's right. They have way too much power, folks. And the federal magistrates and judges, unfortunately, you know, they rarely hold federal prosecutors accountable for complying with ethical rules of conduct that apply to other licensed attorneys who appear in their courtroom. Yep. Too often they look for lame excuses to forgive ethical lapses by rogue prosecutors. Yep. So read about this, folks. Article is very good, very much on point. But the bottom line of all this is what? It's rather simple, folks. We have lost the control of the federal government. Long time ago. Now, what are we going to do about it? Well, I'll tell you something. I'm from Iran. I'm a Jewish family. I came here at age 14 in 1977. There, the government could kidnap you. Days, weeks, or months, nobody hears about you. Put you in a summary trial, never a jury trial. No trial, convict you, torture you endless. Guess what? There's nothing you can do about it. Guess what? America will become that way if we don't do something now. It hasn't gotten quite like that, but it will become like that. They have shown themselves to be enemies of you, the FBI and the U.S. Department of Injustice. So why fund your enemies? You have every constitutional, legal, ethical, moral right. Stop funding these enemies of you and the American people. And income tax, folks, is the number one way we fund these enemies voluntarily, income and payroll taxes, that legally 99% of Americans are not required to pay in the first place, folks. That's why this is the project of Freedom Law School. And at livefreenow.org, folks, you can go find out more about the issue that legally the average American is not required to file income tax. Anyways, here it is. You can take these 7 steps to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And step 1 is based on U.S. government's official legal websites. Not my claim, not my opinion. No law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Yep. And the proof, folks, you can see in the 10-minute video right there, take our country back. There it is. Start with this video right there, and I'll take you to be free and drain the swamp. Drain the swamp of Washington, D.C. criminals. Okay? You have every right and duty to stop funding your enemies. Now, you want to go through the 7 steps here, okay, and carefully, okay? Now, I'm not going to go through them right now. You can read them all for yourself. But when you get to step 5, you ask questions of your congressman about, is there a law requiring you to file income tax? And ask them to specifically refute these laws that are in the petitions that you write to them. And at step 6, folks, guess what? Your law school will help you to lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Restore Freedom Plan. That's right, folks. I created the Restore Freedom Plan because we have to restore freedom. And this is a plan to do that. Defund the federal government, okay? And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years minimum, or the Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member and you do not file income tax, as long as you're worth 99%. Who is required to file income tax? It's simple. Citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. and federal workers. If you don't live in D.C., you got headquarters in D.C., Washington, D.C., and you're neither a federal worker, legally you're not required to file income tax anyways. So join our plan to restore freedom, because, folks, the money you don't pay these criminals, folks, guess what? I'm going to show you where that goes. This is meant to free you and America, okay? Restore Freedom Plan, okay? By joining the Restore Freedom Plan, you can drain the swamp, stop financially supporting your deep state enemies, restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America by not paying income taxes that you never owed in the first place. Yep. So you can feel safe in your decision to do so with a law school 7-year $1 million guarantee. And guess what, folks? The money that you save could be used to better life of your family now, such as paying off credit card and other debts, eat better quality food, better health care, better schooling for your children, vacations, etc. Whatever you want, folks. Decision. You could save money for emergencies, buying a nicer car, home, retirement, or whatever future plans you have. You could donate to your church, which you couldn't do before sufficiently because you were robbed. You were given money to the IRS you didn't have to. Or you could donate to freedom-oriented organizations such as Freedom Law School or Honest Statesman, like former Congressman Ron Paul or Thomas Massey of Kentucky, who understand and stand for a limited government that protects American people's rights, property, and freedom for your posterity. That's your children and grandchildren, folks. Live in a free country. Yep. And folks, to back you up in this Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will provide you unlimited consultation, help, letter writing, and any other paperwork that needs to be created for communication with the IRS or any state income tax related government agency or third parties such as employers. Yep, That's right. For anything will be done for you at no extra charges. Become a member and pay your annual dues. If a participation of a CPA or attorney is required, Freedom Law School will cover these expenses for our Restore Freedom Plan members. See, we don't need them. We don't need these guys, folks. Okay, that's why, you know, I can say that, as I can do without the attorneys and CPAs. And Freedom Law School will guarantee when you join the Restore Freedom Plan that each year that you do not file and pay federal income tax to our enemies, you stop following a lawful and safe method that the IRS will not take any of your money, bank accounts, paycheck, or whatever, for 7 years. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. Yep. And guess what, folks? For each year that you do not file and pay federal income taxes upon our lawful and safe methods, the IRS will not be able to put you in prison for not having filed and paid income taxes. Why? Because everything is based upon government's own official legal websites. Everything. The letters to congressmen have these laws attached and quoted in these letters. And you send your congressman to correct you in case you are wrong. Folks, bottom line is, these accountants you've been relying on, CPAs or lawyers, none of them can give you a guarantee like this. Instead, these folks, they grease the skids for the IRS to abuse and hurt you. Yep, that's what these guys do. Don't expect your CPA to agree with all this, folks. Listen to this quote from the Founding Fathers. We must all hang together, or surely we shall hang. Famous words of Benjamin Franklin addressing the Founding Fathers of America long before the American Revolution was won. Yep, folks, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We must use these First Amendment guaranteed rights of free speech, press to publish material like I'm doing, associate with like-minded people, assemble with each other, and to petition the government to correct the criminality of these criminals. We must exercise that. It's small compared to the price you have to pay if we end up having to, like the Founding Fathers of America, pick up guns, have a revolution, pay a deep price in blood. We can avoid that, and we should do our best to avoid that by using our First Amendment rights. And that is what the Restore Freedom Plan is all about. So, folks, now the ball is in your corner. You must decide, even though in the past you may have been deceived and unwittingly, unintentionally, worked and paid for these criminals in the FBI and the U.S. Department of Injustice to destroy America, to take your freedoms away, to enslave you. Are you going to continue doing so? Or are you going to stop and not pay these enemies? Instead, join our Restore Freedom Plan to restore freedom for you, your family, America. Voice is yours. Folks, the choice truly belongs to every single one of you. So, I hope you all chose truth and freedom, all Americans. So with that, let's see now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a short version of this video, a very short one, okay? Because that's what we're going to do. Let's see. Now, let's get a good image of this. Yep. Let's get a few good images of this. A short video to put on the internet, folks, so that, you know, these platforms like short videos, let's say YouTube, with the short ones. And we're going to make some short ones for TikTok and Instagram, those things also. We're going to make two short ones, one a 5-minute one and one really short 2-minute one. We'll see, okay? Well, let me see if I have everything ready. Almost ready to go. Ready? Okay. Let's get started. Hold up. Let me get the book here. Here we go. Let's do it. I don't know. Let's go. All right. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. I'm going to share with you in briefly why you should join our efforts to defund the federal government, because now they become the enemy of the American people. They are committing crimes and blaming you for it. Watch on this video on the January 6th insurrection, so-called. This government agitator, Ray Epps, you know, he was agitating for people to go into the Capitol. The government has not indicted him and put a lot of other innocent people in prison. Here goes this tall guy with a red hat, Ray Epps.
I'm going to put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What?
No! Peacefully. Get back tomorrow. I don't even like to say it because I'll be arrested. We need to go. I'll say it. We need to go in to the Capitol.
Let's go.
Okay, folks. Spread the word. As soon as the president starts speaking, we go to the Capitol. The Capitol's this direction.
We are going to the Capitol, where our problems are. It's that direction. Please spread the word.
When we go in,
are we going to get arrested if we go up there?
We don't need to get shot.
Arrest us all?
Well, folks, that says it all right there. This guy's openly saying to go in the Capitol. The videos are there. He was on the FBI's most wanted list of people for the January 6th insurrection. He's never been charged. Why? Because he's an FBI agent. He's the FBI guy. He says, oh, I'm probably going to get arrested for this. You say that because you know your buddies in the FBI and Department of Injustice put you there in the first place, Mr. Ray Epps, right? So guess what? This was covered also by Senator Ted Cruz, who asked this FBI agent about this in this video you see. You can check it out for yourself, folks. This video, again, is on Rumble. And the FBI lady, you know, in answer to all this, is any acts of violence committed by FBI January 6th, any former FBI in there, she says, I cannot answer that question. She cannot say the FBI was not there because she knows they were there. Her lack of denial is an admission the FBI was involved in inciting January 6th events with people like Ray Epps. And guess what? Also, House member Congressman Massey also, in this video you'll see here, asked questions of Attorney General Garland himself. He showed his videos, okay, and asked Garland, the Attorney General, that's him, this traitor you see right now, this criminal Attorney General who almost became U.S. Supreme Court Justice, by the way, by Obama, okay, he says, oh, we cannot talk about methods, you know, of investigation. He doesn't deny that the federal government has agents inciting these events. Folks, this was also covered by Tucker Carlson, by the way. Is this no longer on YouTube? You have to watch this on Rumble or BitChute, even he covered it, you know, Tucker Carlson, and the truth about what happened here was put on recently in this documentary called The Truth about January 6th. You got to watch that, folks, okay? And bottom line is, folks, Elon Musk is the solution, okay? No law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax in the first place. And it's all based on U.S. government's official legal websites, folks. So check this stuff out, folks. Watch the detailed video in the description below. That'll give you more details. Take action, drain the swamp, and let's start having you be free and America be a free country once again. That was a 5-minute one. This is a shorter one, if you can do that. Okay. You might be able to even cut a few seconds in the middle of that, huh? Make it under 5 seconds, huh? We got to cut 5 seconds, right? Maybe you might be able to cut maybe 4 seconds and 5 seconds in the middle of that. Do that, okay? So I'm going to do a really, really short one. My goal is to do the 2-minute one, okay? And do a 2-minute one, really short one. Yeah, I'm going to see what I can do. Maybe a 1 minute, 1 minute one. 1 minute one for like TikTok and Instagram, these short ones. I'm going to do a 1 minute one. In fact, let's do it a couple of times perhaps. I'll do a good presentation and hopefully I get it right. Folks, it's time that we defund the federal government. They're a bunch of crooks and criminals. The January 6th events, you know, were set up by the FBI and Department of Injustice itself. You see right here in this video, this guy, Ray Epps, on Rumble, you can find this. He says this.
I'm probably going to go to jail for listen to tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What? Yep. He says tomorrow we need to go into the Capitol. You've seen that video more. It's quoted many times. Trying to incite people to go in the Capitol. And Senator Cruz is asking his FBI agent about this and also any government involvement, any government informants at January 6th, and she just refuses to answer one way or another, which is admission. Same thing with Attorney General Garland. Again, another video on Rumble. He covers that. He refused to answer also about FBI's involvement. Tucker Carlson covered it as well, folks. It's the truth in this video about January 6th, folks. It's time that we defund the U.S. government. Folks, watch at livefree.org. Take these 7 steps to live free now of virus deception, robbery, and slavery. Based on U.S. government's official legal websites, you have no legal duty to require you to file and pay income tax. None. Stop funding our enemies. Stop fighting the federal government. Defund the federal government. Drain the swamp. And let's have America be a free country once again. Well, obviously, I got to cut more. That was more than 38 seconds. So, I'll do another short one. Let's do the one on the minute one. Really, I got to do it for a TikTok type of thing, right? Yep. Let's do that. Let's see if I can do that. If I can do a nice, good short one. Let's see.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Let's try again, see if I can do better one shorter. Let's do out the clock. And my goal is to do under 1 minute. Fundfedgov.org. Remember that, folks. To defund the federal government, you need to go to defundfedgov.org. The federal government has become an enemy of the American people. Yes, they no longer represent you, the American people. They're actually the enemies of the American people. So, you want to do something about it? You need to go now to defundfedgov.org to take America back and tell your friends all over social about it. Remember? We're going to take America back by going to defundfedgov.org now. Well, at least that was 43 seconds. Maybe I need to do it a little slower because that's a good short run for a TED Talk type of thing. You know, maybe I should do a couple of these things, right? And then you can add on my chest information, you know, underneath, right? Let's do another one like that. I'm going to try to do a really short one like that for Instagram and TikTok. Ready? You know that the U.S. government was involved in January 6th, and they actually incited it. Their people, like Ray Epps, got that thing going, okay? And they become enemies of you, the American people. FBI and U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, those crooks, set the whole thing up because they are your enemies. The U.S. government is no longer protecting you, the American people, but has become the enemy of the American people. So let's take back America. Fundfedgov.org to empower yourself to take action to have America be a free country lawfully and safely. Defundfedgov.org. Go there now. Defundfedgov.org. Okay. The time was not zeroed out, but I knew it was under 1 minute. So it's 1:36. It didn't work. Yeah, I got to let you know that it did do or not. Okay, let's zero out the time. I'm going to do another short one like that. 55 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I did that. Okay, good. Let's do one more like that. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Let me have a little school website. Okay. Okay, let's do it. Defundfedgov.org. Remember that website, folks. That's where you want to go to free America from the enemies of the American people in the United States government, the FBI, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers, these criminals, the CIA. They are your enemies. They are no longer your protectors, and you know it. So to take back our country, we need to defund them, drain the swamp. Yes, stop paying federal taxes to your known enemies. In fact, if you go to Fear Law School's website, you'll see that based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to fund income tax anyway. So defund FedGov right now to be free. Cut it short. I kind of made it in there quickly. I'd like to do another one that mentions our website. You know? Yeah, let's do some more. Let's do a little bit more to see which ones you like. Because we can have more on TikTok, Instagram anyhow, right? Okay, let's see. All right. Let's do short ones. Because you have the time, please. Are you one of those Americans that knows the federal government is not your friend? They're the criminals that do all kinds of stuff like the January 6th insurrection. They actually incited it and did it themselves. They orchestrated it. They had Ray Epps inciting people to go into the Capitol, right? Guess what? Let's defund the criminals and the CIA, FBI, CDC, NSA, the whole gang, Department of Injustice. Go to defundfedgov.org to stop paying our enemies voluntarily. No more defund the federal government to restore freedom in America now. Defundfedgov.org, go there now. Okay, even shorter. Let's see, maybe I could do one with Ray Epps. Just a brief one, okay? I mean, it might make 2 minutes probably, but let's do it anyhow, all right? I'm going to try it with only one video, you know? See if I can make it in 1 minute quickly. Federal government, folks. The January 6th insurrection hoax, it was all orchestrated by the FBI and U.S. Department of Injustice in the first place. They're no longer your friends. no longer your protectors. They are the criminals who set you up. Look at this admission, okay, by Ray Epps, that inside of things in January 6th, and he's not in jail. Look.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What? Yeah, tomorrow. Many times this video of Ray Epps saying we're going to go into the Capitol, and he's not in jail for it. How come? Obviously, he's a federal agent to begin with. Folks, we need to turn things around, take our government, our country back. Stop paying money voluntarily to the IRS, to the federal government. Go to defundfedgov.org, and I'll show you how to lawfully and safely stop paying these criminals like me. I've not paid them anything for 29 years. Imam Motahede, President of Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. So go to defundfedgov now. Restore Freedom America now. Okay. All right. We did a bunch of these. I think we probably good, you think? Maybe we should take some questions. Right? Let's go to people's questions. Yes. All right. Let's see what we have. Without YouTube, we have probably less callers. Nobody on Blog Talk Radio, all right, and nobody on, let's put the number on the screen. If you have questions, folks, there's a number to call us. Okay, so if you're on Blog Talk Radio and wants to ask questions, dial 657-383-1755 and then push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know you have a question. Dial 1 after you. Dial 657-1755. Any questions? No callers? Okay. No calls. And I think I'm going to maybe a few more videos then, since we're already here, guys. And no questions. Let's do a few more recording about all this by Ray Epps.
Okay. Are we going to go to jail? Are we
going
to go to
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I've done under minute ones, maybe under 2 minute ones. We'll see. We just do a bunch. I mean, I'm already at it. You know, let's just do a, I'm going to try another good one under 5 minutes if I can. I'm going to do a 2 minute one, then under 5 minute one. Okay. Help me keep my voice good, guys. Okay. I cannot think of any right now on the tabs for them. I'm not out. That's why I could do that, even if I wanted to. Okay. Okay, let's see. Ready to throw out the time? Okay. Let's go. Federal government is no longer your friend nor your protector. They've been taken over by a bunch of criminals, and we have to get it back from the criminal FBI, U.S. Department of Justice, CIA, IRS, NSA. You can do it, and first you got to recognize that. Nah, let's get started again. Start that one again. That didn't go well. You want to go to defundfedgov.org now to get America back, because a bunch of criminals have taken over the U.S. government, and you know it, folks. To free America, we have to stop funding these criminals. Look at this video I'm going to show you, Cliff. This guy named Ray Epps is a clearly an FBI undercover guy trying to incite the people on January 5th to tomorrow go into the Capitol. He does it several times. Watch him on video. He says it, admits it.
I'm probably going to go to jail for tomorrow. We need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
What? Yep. Tomorrow we need to go into the Capitol. Folks, this video of Ray Epps, multiple one of them, okay, that show he was inciting people to go into the Capitol. Okay. And guess what? He's not being arrested by FBI or prosecuted by the Department of Justice. DOJ. Why? Because he's one of them. They're the ones that did it. The whole thing was set up against you, the American people, for expressing your First Amendment right, free speech, association, or redress of grievance because it was election fraud, your vote was stolen, and you were expressing that, and they want to tell you to shut up. You have no vote. Your vote doesn't count. But it's due time, overdue, for us to stop funding these enemies of us voluntarily. Go to defund.gov.org, okay? Folks, when you go there, also at livefreenow.org, you will see for yourself that you can take these seven steps to live free of virus deception, robbery, and slavery, and defund the swamp that, based on U.S. government's official legal website, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax in the first place. So why are we voluntarily paying these criminals in the federal government to get more powerful and be able to destroy us better? We need to stop. Go to defund.gov now to restore freedom. Defundfedgov.org now. Okay. I should do a 5-minute one, huh? I could do one under 5 minutes. I think I know how just to do that. I'm going to have him, Ray Epps again. Any other one?
Brave. Do we have any other Brave
browser, yeah.
Browsers open?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No. Oh, yeah, we do have one.
You do?
Yeah, but that's not. It's just research that I did. There's nothing really there. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do... Let's see. All right, let's do it. Hold the out the clock, please. Folks, it's time for us to defund the federal government, the federal mafia. Go to defundfedgov.org now. Folks, the whole January 6th thing was orchestrated and infiltrated and pushed by the FBI and the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyers. Look at this video of Ray Epps. This guy was an FBI informant trying to get the crowd going on January 5th.
Put it out there. I'm probably going to go to jail for
terrorists.
Tomorrow, we need to go into the Capitol. Into the Capitol.
Yep. Folks, into the Capitol. There's at least 5 videos of him inciting the Capitol to go there, you know, into the Capitol where our problems are, and other statements like that. And guess what? Ray Epps was asked about by Senator Cruz, okay, that was shown on C-SPAN about a former FBI agent about, and guess what? The FBI agent could never answer his questions about did FBI have any informants, here she is, or that did any acts of violence on January 6th, she would refuse to answer, say, I cannot answer that. So lack of denial is admission by her. Also, Attorney General Garland was asked about this also in this video that you see here by the great freedom-loving Congressman Thomas Massie. Okay? Massie is a great American congressman. And guess what? In this video, you see that Attorney General Garland did not deny any of this at all whatsoever, that, you know, Ray Epps or the government were not involved. This was also covered by Tucker Carlson on this video. All these videos on Rumble, as you can see the title of them. But guess what? That's no longer on YouTube. You can find it on Rumble or BitChute only. The truth about January 6th is on this video if you want to know about it on Rumble, okay, which was published on June 11, 2022. So watch that, folks. Bottom line is, folks, you have no duty to pay these enemies in the first place, okay? Based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. So why we have been voluntarily paying our enemies? Because we were duped, folks. We're going to wake up, smell the coffee. Stop paying our enemies. Drain the swamp. Defund the federal government by going to defundfedgov.org now. Defundfedgov.org. And one question. We have a call from area 406, which is from Montana, the big sky country. All right. Okay, my friend, what is your first name? I heard about it. Can you hear myself loud, by the way, guys? Can you cut me that out, please? Yeah.
My name is John.
Oh, John. I hear myself also. If you could cut it out, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
how did you hear about Freedom
Having
Moscow?
A terrible time hearing you.
And how did you hear about Freedom Moscow, John?
I heard about it a while back. It was on the SGT report.
He has a hard time hearing me from SGT report. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I mean, the sound is very light. I can barely hear you. I've got the sound all the way up. I couldn't get anything on the computer. I'm only listening on the phone call. Reason I'm calling is I was talking to my daughter and her boyfriend, who he's wanting to get into real estate. And, you know, they talk about all of the taxation and stuff with real estate and buying properties and stuff. And I'm just trying to wrap my head around some of that because of the position we're in with the economy and the Fed destroying our economy purposely. One of the few places that you can go to make any money is real estate. And I'm wanting to know, by everything that you say, I'm trying to figure out if you work in real estate, whether you owe taxes on that when you are a property owner of perhaps large buildings, or you buy and sell, or you flip properties. I'm just trying to see what are the legal ramifications there, if the taxes hold any water, or if that's just another lie to collect money that is not owed to them. Are you there? Hello.
Okay. All right. Let me see if we can get the sound issue fixed. I'm here. Can you hear me okay? Yes.
I can hear you now. Yes.
I heard him. He had a call for himself, but I'm coming back. I got a big delay.
Did you hear any of my questions?
We talk over each other.
I'm only hearing you now. I didn't hear anything from you. But did you hear my questions?
Yes, I heard your questions.
Then I'll wait for a response.
Okay, let's see. Yes, I did hear your question. Okay. Okay. So it doesn't matter how you make the money. I've got to echo myself now. Hold on.
I'm still listening.
Hold on. Wait, yeah. Yeah, good. Yes, yeah.
I can hear him just fine. Okay, now I hear the delay. Give me 1 second. That was probably the delay.
Yeah. Lay an echo. Okay. I'm going to try to address your question.
Okay.
The issue is not how you make the money. It's where the money comes from. If your daughter is a citizen or resident of District of Columbia of Washington, D.C., she must file federal income tax. Otherwise, she won't. She could be from any place else on earth, France, Japan, Florida, Montana, or Texas, or Egypt. None of those are District of Columbia. Only citizens and residents of District of Columbia have to file and pay income tax. The other category is federal workers have to pay income tax. Federal bureaucrats, soldiers, post office workers, congressmen, judges, the president, they have to file and pay income tax. Your daughter is fine whether she works at McDonald's and flip hamburgers, she has her own business, or she sells real estate. In none of those situations does she have to file and pay any income tax at all. Okay?
Here's another question for you. I'm working with a guy who was in the military. If somebody was in the military and they are on disability, is that being paid from the military, or would that be considered that they are still being paid by the military, or is that something different? And I just wondered if he would fall under the category of being paid through the federal government.
If he is yes, if he is getting paid federal military pension or disability, that is your friend is performing functions of federal public office. Compensation from him having been at one time performing functions of federal public office in the military. So on those monies only, your friend will have to file and pay income tax.
On just what he's collecting from them. I mean, if he is working now at a different job, does he have to pay taxes on that or only on the disability part that he's getting from the military? Are you still there?
Yes, he would pay income tax only on the money that he's getting paid from the military. If he has his own side business or side job, he does not pay any income tax on it at all.
Okay. Okay. That's very clear. I've talked to you before in the past, and I've been sidetracked, and it's been hard for me to just to listen, get the time to listen to you. And I was trying to pull you up tonight online, and I could not. Is it not available online, or is it only by the phone? Because that's the only way I was able to hear you, is by calling in. Maybe you're being attacked by the government.
Yes, YouTube gave us another strike on one of our videos, so for 2 weeks, we have lost look, cannot upload on YouTube. That's why. We only broadcast on Facebook and other alternative media sources.
What are some of the other alternative media sources? Have you looked into perhaps Brighteon.com?
Yes.
Or Rumble?
Rofkin, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey.
Because I was not aware of any of those. Otherwise, I would have tried those to get a hold of you. Because, I mean, it's just the sound quality now versus what I had heard before is it's much harder to hear you. And it's much, the volume is way low. But, you know, I talked to you, I don't know, it's 2 or 3 months ago. And personally, you on the phone, away from the show. And it was, I had told you, I believe you're doing a good service to the country. And I have told people about what you're doing. And, it's just hard to wake people up. Everybody is brainwashed. I no longer am. but I appreciate everything you're doing, and I'm still trying to wake people up.
Thank you. Thank you for trying to reach out to others and wake them up.
Well,
by them having been so thoroughly brainwashed. Don't give up.
I'm just trying to do what you're trying to do. I'm just trying to help people just like you are. You know, but it's, I understand it's difficult. I mean, I don't hear other people calling. There's probably people out there waiting to talk, and they got to hear somebody else talk before they'll call, you know, and it's just, I used to be the same way. You know what? You have to speak up. Because they're taking up freedom. They've taken most of it.
Well, all right, my friend, because you have some sound issues, I think maybe we ought at this time just end the call at this time. And do me a favor, John, and call us tomorrow at Freedom Law School. We do our best to answer your questions that you have.
Sure.
In fact, the
sure.
question you asked me could and would have been answered the best. Answer Freedom Law School's phones. So please call us tomorrow at 813-444-4800, and we will answer your questions, my friend, as best as we can. Thank you for calling. Thank you for your love and support, everybody. I wish you all a great evening. And I'll be back with you next Thursday night again, not on YouTube, only on alternative platforms, Rofkin, Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, and Facebook. So I wish you guys all well, and I'll see you next week. Oh, by the way, if you've not been to Red Pill Expo website, go to Red Pill Expo and check out the recording of this presentation there. Thank you and good evening. Okay, well, we don't know what happened, but we'll...